You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Oh, hot takes? Seriously? It's so annoying.
Smoking hot.
It's not a hot take, it's an opinion.
He has lit the roof on fire.
You know, sex sells. This is what gets headlines. The juicy, the car wrecks and the train wrecks and the rubber necking. I do not respond to anyone who comes at me with the, what's your hot take?
Uh-oh, it's on fire.
Nope. Negative, Ghost Rider. Such a great world we live in. America.
Oh, it's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. Mix a little bit of hot with a little bit of hot. Let it just fall out. Give a little bit of hot with a little bit of hot. Let it hang all out with a little bit of hot.
If your hot take is that no one's watching golf this weekend, or your hot take is that the only people who watch golf are those people who miss March Madness, I might not laugh in your face because you're not here for that pleasure. However, I am laughing on the inside. And yes, I am laughing at you. It's the Masters, for heaven's sakes. People watch. And have you seen the leaderboard? The big names on the leaderboard. Brooks Koepka, who won three majors in 13 months. But Phil Mickelson only a stroke back. And then Tiger Woods is lurking there as well. It's the proverbial verb. You have to use it. The proverbial Tiger descriptor. In the hunt, lurking in the grass. There was this weird, the only reason I'm thinking about this is because it's Tiger, and I wish I could find it again. There was this weird photo on Facebook. Well, it was a video on Facebook of this girl with a gigantic tiger laying on top of her. I wish I could find it again so that I could share it with you because it was so ridiculous. Why in the world do you think it's a good idea to have a giant tiger lay on top of you? Like, I get it. You think it's really awesome that you get to be up close and personal with a big cat. But that to me seems like a recipe for getting your head bit off or maybe your arm. They're wild animals. Maybe the tiger was drugged, but in that case, it's mean. Still, this chick, she was just hanging out, smiling away. So she was laying down prone, but she had her head propped up on her fist. So her elbow was down on the ground. And she had her head propped up. And there is a giant tiger laying on top of her. I don't get it. Can't you just pet the tiger? Take a selfie with the tiger? Say, ooh, how neat. I got to sit down next to a tiger. Who in the world thought this will be a great photo shoot?
What can I tell you?
Let's have the tiger lay on top of me. Oh, my gosh. That is asking for it. And as much as I would feel badly if something happened to her, there's this element of, maybe you should have thought of that before you lay down and then let the tiger lay on top of you. Just what's the benefit? All right, I digress. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I need to find it. Actually, Brian, if you can, he's working on it right now. Maybe it made its rounds on Twitter as well. I'm not really sure, but I don't think you can miss it. Trust me. The world's best are vying for the coveted green jacket. We know this. We're asking you, who are you rooting for at the Masters this weekend? You can find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. Don't miss the highlights coming up Friday night and then full coverage tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. I know for not everybody, it's not a Friday yet. Full coverage Saturday and Sunday. It's a tradition unlike any other. The Masters on CBS. Yeah, it's kind of cool to think about the possibilities of the weekend. And I know it was just one round. Very often, the guys who are atop the leaderboard to start the tournament are not there at the end. But it was pretty impressive to see Tiger Woods tied for the lead early in the day until the winds kicked up. And really, the scoring wasn't as good in the morning because the winds were whipping around. They were gusting in different directions, especially around the greens. But in the afternoon, the conditions were like the music. Calm, soft, and mild. Like you were stuck in an elevator with azaleas. Actually, I despise elevator music when it's like this. No, just, I'd rather be quiet in the elevator if it's going to, I mean, okay, not this. This is beautiful music. And it's a song that we associate with one of the greatest golf tournaments in the world. However, if you can find me some disgusting elevator music, I think that you will understand exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, come on. It puts you to sleep. No one needs to, we need to hear marching music when we're in the elevator on our way to work. Or maybe when we're on, like on the elevator going to a dentist appointment. I have to go in an elevator to my dentist. I want to hear you give me some Pink music, man. Or I want to hear some Backstreet Boys. I want to hear some fighting words. Get me riled up like I'm about to run a half marathon so I can get in there, get the dentist work done, and get out. Don't give me elevator music that makes me feel like I am a wimp and my brain is mush going into a big appointment. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Like this. Oh, this is kind of jazzy. Maybe a little bit too jazzy. After a while, it would just drive you nuts, this music. But I mean the dialed down elevator music. Yeah, not the kind that makes you feel like you're watching the Peanuts. No, the Peanuts have music like that. No, I'm thinking elevator music like the... I'm not going to try to demonstrate. You're going to have to find some. Dave, that is your job. You are the audio and video coordinator. This is the Peanuts. See, I told you it was like the Peanuts music. It's got good piano in it. Jazzy piano. I could play this. On the piano, I mean. And then you got that little shaker ball in the background. It's kind of fun. But no, still way too hypey. Way too hippie, way too excited for elevator music. It's like they're afraid to offend you with their music in the elevator. It's not even worthy of a Kenny Loggins. It's not even that. Or who's the guy with the really long blonde hair? The one that did music for quite a while and people were so mean about him. It's like Chris Davis kind of mean. Yes, this. And it's even worse when it's at the dentist appointment. It makes you feel like you're in the dentist chair already. But no, seriously, who's the guy with the long blonde hair that was the performer? Oh my gosh, it's going to drive... Somebody help me on Twitter. It's going to drive me nuts. Oh, okay. Not my department, clearly. Anyway, you know what my dentist does now? And it really makes me laugh because she actually asks me when I sit down in the chair, do you want to watch Netflix? I'm like, I can't sit in this dentist chair for 40 minutes without Netflix. You might as well give me my phone and let me play on it. No, they actually have TV screens now that are hanging down from the wall, and you can pick a series on Netflix to watch, which is great, except wouldn't it annoy the crap out of you if you watched half of an episode and then you had to get up and leave because your dentist appointment was over and you didn't get to watch the end of the episode? I don't know. To me, that feels like not a great compromise. I would be angry. Can you go ahead and do a fluoride? Would you mind fixing that phantom cavity? Can I just stay here until this episode is over? So I've never yet watched any type of a TV show at the dentist. Okay. Where's my elevator music to go along with it? Ow! Oh my gosh, that was terrible. Hey, some really smart guy just sent me this tweet. Really smart guy. I mean, like, super smart. Way smarter than us. And apparently is too smart to actually listen to the show. You do realize that was actually the Peanuts theme song, not elevator music, right? You know what that is, Dave? Do you know what that is? It's a hashtag.
Facepalm Friday.
Facepalm glad he's paying attention. Friday. Good
Fully
thing.
Fully paying attention.
Selective retention. No, it's... Duh. In fact, I'm pretty sure I'm the one who said, can we have the Peanuts theme song? Awesome. Thank you for making us a Facepalm Friday candidate, Exhibit A. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. Thank you so much for tuning in. 855-212-4CBS. It's Yanni. That's it. Wait, Yanni? Did he have the long blonde hair? Michael Bolton had the long hair, but
that sounds right.
But Michael Bolton was like a legit superstar for a while.
Yes, he was.
There was someone else. Maybe it was Yanni. I need a picture of Yanni so I can see if that's who I'm thinking of. No, Michael Bolton was a superstar for a while. And it wasn't Kenny G. No, it was a guy. He was an actor first. There, that should help. He was an actor first, and then he went to music. Dave is currently trying to Google it.
I'm going to the Google.
Remember, he was not Bryan Adams. No, Bryan Adams is also a superstar, international superstar.
Michael Bolton?
No, not Michael Bolton. He was an actor, but yes, along those same lines. He was an actor first, and then he started performing. And he had blonde hair. Maybe it wasn't long, but he did have blonde hair. Shoot, this is going to drop. John!
You're narrowing it down to like 3 million people.
No. No, I'm not. Okay. So, thank you for all of your tweets. I knew you were out there listening, but that wasn't actually planned. who's more vulnerable right now? Is it the Warriors? Is it the Capitals as a defending champ? And who are you rooting for at the Masters? The whole elevator music guy. John. Shoot. Oh, wait. He might have hosted Entertainment Tonight. I feel like I'm narrowing it down even more. He might have hosted Entertainment Tonight with Mary Hart. And John, oh my gosh, he's going to kill me. Wait, can we please take a call? Mark in New Hampshire wants to talk about elevator music. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark. Yeah.
No, I'm not Mark.
Hi, Amy. How are you? the closing scenes of the Blues Brothers when they're going to pay the funds, they have really good elevator music. If you can look that up.
No, I don't want any more elevator music. I hate elevator music. when you say that it's great elevator music, are you being facetious?
No, it was a good part of the movie because it was really hectic until they got to the elevator and then it all slowed down.
Yes. No, that's what happens. You feel like your heart rate slows down, almost like you're going into a coma.
Pretty much. That's what happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Metallica in the elevator would be better.
Whoa! I mean, then the old ladies in the elevator might have some type of heart palpitation.
That's okay.
Okay, so this was a very productive conversation, Amy.
Thank you. Have a good night, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
I believe you're thinking of John Tesh.
John Tesh, thank you. He had blonde hair, did he not?
It looks like it.
Yes, and I feel like he left the set of,
Entertainment Tonight.
Thank you.
In 1996.
And then he started performing, didn't he?
Well, he started the John Tesh radio show in 2003.
He's
a competitor, technically.
He was going on tour. Let's talk to Dan, who's in Richmond. Oh, my gosh. My Twitter has blown up with pictures of John Tesh and the name John Tesh. It's really the last thing in the world I expected on this last show of the work week. So, Dan, save me from myself.
Well, first of all, I have to get in my... Hi, Mark. secondly, two things. I'm going to talk about the Cavs and how's Penny doing?
Penny's great. She's getting old. Great. She's getting slow, but she's chugging along. She's eating treats every day like her life depends on it.
Just adopted a German Shepherd.
Aww.
And picked her up on Saturday. Yeah, so earlier you were talking about the Cavs and what a dysfunction that is. And it all started, you know, when they weren't willing to pay David Griffin, when LeBron was still there and Kyrie was still there, that's when I knew it was going to be a mess because, you know, right after he left, he made that insulting offer. That, you know, head coaches get paid more than what he offered Chauncey Billups at $3 million a year. And then they brought that new regime in there. Kyrie wanted a split because, you know, there was they let it leak out that there was trade rumors. You know, LeBron couldn't stay after that happened, and you know, it's just a mess. And I wish Dan Gilbert would sell the team to LeBron when he retires. Thanks for taking the call, Amy.
Oh, you're welcome, Dan. That's yeah, no, that's interesting. I wouldn't be surprised if LeBron James got into NBA management, though I don't know if it'll be in Cleveland. Who knows whether or not Dan Gilbert would even want to sell the team to LeBron James. I feel like they patched up their relationship in order for LeBron to come back. And, of course, winning that title meant a lot, and then it was a love fest. But for him to leave again, I don't know that that their relationship is in much better shape than it was when he made his first decision defected to South Florida. That's a great word. So I don't know that Dan Gilbert would want to sell the team to him. However, I do believe that the David Griffin move was the wrong one. The Cavaliers have made a practice of not paying their front office guys, not paying their general managers. When it was time for them to get paid, they would allow them to move on. And an interesting rumor that I've heard, speculation about whether or not David Griffin may end up as the president of basketball operations in Los Angeles. So that would be a twist, would it not? Thank you for all of your John Tesh messages. Again, the last name in the world. It took me a while to come up with it. But the last name in the world that I expected to have blowing up my Twitter and my Facebook. In the meantime, while you're on our social media, could you take our poll? Which of the defending champs is most vulnerable in this postseason? Is it the Capitals? Is it the Warriors? And we're also asking you, who are you rooting for in this 2019 Masters? Because it's a who's who on the leaderboard. Really a good portion of this last 20 minutes was spent talking about elevator music. Also something that elevator music and John Tesh. It's a great way to kick off your Friday. It's After Hours. No. I need some Kenny Loggins, Highway to the Danger Zone. Give me some Danger Zone. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Now, see, this is the opposite of elevator music generally, but I would love it. If I heard Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone every time I stepped into an elevator, I would feel ready to attack the day and whatever else was waiting for me when I stepped off the elevator. Oh, yeah. Bring it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I've never had so many we're making John Tesh trend on Twitter right now. I've never had so many John Tesh tweets and Facebook posts in my life. However, some of you are pointing out that the NBA on NBC theme song was written by John Tesh. Now, NBA is no longer on NBC, but back when it was, that theme song was written by John Tesh. I told you, TV personality, I forgot, not an actor, but a TV personality turned musician. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Also, we found it. We found the picture, well, the video. It's a video, a short video of the girl with a tiger laying on top of her. We're going to put it up here on Twitter in a second, but it's wrong. That's my assessment. It's wrong, and it makes me really uncomfortable. Adam is listening in Milwaukee. Adam, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy.
Hey.
First time caller, long time listener.
Awesome. Thank you.
I just wanted to say that the team that's most in trouble probably would be the Golden State Warriors in the NBA playoffs.
How come?
Statistically, you look at the numbers, they're starting to dwindle down. Draymond Green is definitely not the defensive stopper that he once was. if anything, they might actually lose possibly in the second round.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know that they're, I think they're that vulnerable, and it always depends on matchups. For sure. They could end up facing either the Rockets or the Jazz in the second round if they get past the Clippers. So one step at a time. I mean, I think with the Rockets, you have familiarity, and certainly they have the firepower to match up. Do they have the guys who can defend one-on-one, right? I mean, you now add a Boogie Cousins to the mix who helps their rebounding and gives them an inside presence for the first time since Steve Kerr took over as the head coach. So I would say if they played the Rockets, because there's such history there, that could end up being a series that was, that was difficult for them, though I don't know if that it goes seven games like it did last year. I would agree that they are vulnerable. I think the numbers for Draymond naturally are going down because of the fact that they've added Boogie Cousins. I mean, that's just par for the course. You add a 2020 guy and the numbers have to come from somewhere. And so Draymond still is kind of the glue. He brings the intensity. He's definitely a guy who's going to defend with all of, all the tenacity that he always brings. And he brings the toot as well. Most of the rest of those guys are really laid back away from the court. And so he brings that attitude and the edge, which they desperately need.
All right, one last thing, Amy. Right now, Team Milwaukee Bucks for playoffs. But let Ryan Hollins know that they're still number one in the East.
Who?
Ryan Hollins, the old used to play in many NBA teams.
No, no, I know, but why do I need to let him know they're number one in the East?
He's pretty much number one Giannis Bucks hater.
Oh, well, I'm not sure why you're calling me and telling me that. But okay. Doesn't really matter. Who cares? Don't listen to what anybody else says. Thanks, Adam. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico with a quick way you can save money. I don't know if I said this already. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Let's work in one more here. Bruce is in Atlanta. Bruce, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy, take it easy on the guys, man. Look, okay.
What guys?
They really don't know sports like you and I do. You know what I mean? Like,
Take it easy on what guys, Bruce?
Oh, just the last guy. I mean, my God, like he might not have known what he was talking about. But Amy, I love you either way, always. Look, so I want to talk to you a little bit about the Masters. Do you want to talk about the Masters?
Sure.
So here's my thing. Do you think that Tiger can actually make the comeback?
Well, I don't think it's about a comeback anymore. He's already there. He's only four shots off the lead, and he's playing the best golf that he's played in, we're talking about 8, 9, 10 years now. So he's back. It's not so much about whether or not Tiger can play his best golf. You certainly have to put all of the pieces of your game together, but it's about everything else that everyone else around him is doing. I mean, that's kind of the ebbs and flows. That's the interesting thing about golf is that you're not just competing against the course. You're also competing against all the different guys that make the cut, the dozens and dozens who could very well capture that same lightning in a bottle. That's why I always found it really difficult to take one golfer over the field because it's not just you in a vacuum. It's everybody else out there too. And at any given time, one of those guys could have the best tournament of their careers.
And like I said, at any given time, somebody just like Ronald Acuna could get 100 mil and then Ozzie Albies can get 35 for the same, which to me just baffles me, but that's Liberty Media. Mm. But when we're back to golf, Shooter McGavin, play it, where it lies. I'm just saying, I don't know that Tiger Woods can come back and make it. I'm going to say a comeback because I think that if he's not in the sport, that there is no sport. Like, golf is dying. Nobody really cares to watch
Well, don't say nobody. Nobody. Don't say nobody, because that's not true. Definitely the numbers are down, but I watch golf without Tiger Woods. There are people out there who actually prefer to watch without Tiger Woods. So there are people that don't want to hear from him or see him. Now, generally, he's a huge draw, but as long as Phil Mickelson is on the leaderboard, you're going to have big-time numbers. I think Jordan Spieth is a draw, though he hasn't played well lately. But I wouldn't say nobody. Agree with you that the numbers are down, but the sports... it's got a lot of really good young talent, and it will continue on long after Tiger Woods does.
Yeah, and the same thing with Mickelson as well. But, I mean, I'm just saying, in my opinion, if Tiger isn't in it this year, we got a problem going forward. That's just my opinion.
Well, how much longer do you expect him to be competing at the highest level? He is, you know, he's nearly in his mid-40s now.
Do you think that he's actually going to play, you know, into his mid-40s like he thinks?
Tom Brady?
I don't think so. Yeah, Tom Brady. Do you think he's going to play until he's 45 like he thinks he will?
As long as he stays healthy.
Giselle's giving him that magic juice? I don't think so.
I don't think Roger Goodell has anything to do with it. I do believe that as long as he stays healthy, he will. I mean, the Patriots aren't going to force him out. He's earned the right to go out on his own terms. Bruce, I appreciate your phone call. Thank you so much for listening in Atlanta. Okay, so here's the deal. We found that crazy 15-second video of the tiger laying on top of the girl. Clearly, the tiger is not in full possession of his senses, which I hate. I don't understand why an animal should be drugged just for the purpose of a video or a photo. And I know it happens with animal mascots sometimes. I'm not a fan. But also, I don't understand what this girl is doing. Why in the world would you want to do this? Sit with the tiger, take a photo, pet the tiger. Just, yeah, why in the world would you want to do this? So I don't know how to put it on Facebook, but we found it on Twitter. It's now on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. So check that out. I'm going to retweet it here in a second after I write something witty. No, not witty. Just, I don't understand why. So you're going to have to check it out on our show Twitter for now, After Hours CBS. And seriously, this is, it's, ew. Maybe this is something you would do, but it's not something I would do. Even if the tiger is drugged, I don't think that that's a safe position to be in. But also, what about the poor tiger? So check that out, After Hours CBS. That is the name of the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's a Friday here on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
We're all very comfortable. We pretty much know each other like family at this point. I mean, we've done probably 4 years worth of majors, so 16 events. And, you know, I enjoy the big stage. I enjoy major championships. I mean, that's what you're remembered by.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Brooks Koepka certainly does rise to the occasion, at least he has lately. And he was in the final group of the day on Thursday at the Masters. He also had Jordan Spieth with him, who managed to put together a 75 by virtue of his short game. But boy, was he pretty rough off the tee. Definitely struggled again, even though he is a guy who already possesses a green jacket. So here is Brooks Koepka. A lot of focus on his weight and the fact that he's dropped 20-plus pounds, and he says he did it through changing his eating habits and through running a lot more. But he also admitted that he was not as long off the tee without the strength, the extra 20 pounds to put behind that tee shot. But he was bogey-free at the Masters for the first time. He was playing in 2 years. He didn't play last year because he was out with a wrist injury. And actually, it was an injury for a while that he wondered if it was career-ending. But we know how it went after that. Another U.S. Open. And then the PGA Championship, in which he battled with Tiger Woods. And now 3 majors in 13 months. Can he add the Masters? He and Bryson DeChambeau are tied for the lead at -6 after the opening round at Augusta National. And coming up on Friday. We'll see who else can join what is an illustrious leaderboard. Phil Mickelson, a shot back. Tiger Woods is there as well, only four strokes back. And just that group alone brings a lot of intrigue. But how about Dustin Johnson? He's at minus four, so only two strokes off the pace. You also have the Canadian Corey Connors. I've seen a lot of you tweeting me about him. Ricky Fowler is the same as Tiger Woods, so he's four strokes back at minus two. I saw this stat, too, which I thought was really interesting. This came from Michael Collins of ESPN. So if Brooks ends up winning this Masters, each of the next four majors will have the potential to be the completion of a career Grand Slam. So follow me here. Jordan Spieth would have won all three except for the PGA Championship. Okay, so that would be next. Phil Mickelson, of course, needs the U.S. Open to win his career Grand Slam. Brooks Koepka himself would have only lacked the Open Championship. And then the Masters in 2020 would be Rory McIlroy. So kind of a quirky thing if you're a golf fan. But that career Grand Slam is rarefied territory. And I'm rooting for that for Phil Mickelson. He's already got three green jackets, but he just posted his best opening round since 2010. So a good start for him. 855-212-4227. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. We've got that video up. It's a really short video of this chick who's got a tiger laying on top of her. I don't understand it at all. It seems awkward and unnatural. Tigers don't normally do that. I can't put it on Facebook. I'm sorry, but check it out on Twitter. Even if you just Google my Twitter, you don't have to actually have a Twitter account. But if you Google Amy Lawrence on Twitter or A-Law Radio on Twitter, it should be the first thing that pops up so you can see it. And then on our Facebook page too, we're asking you, which defending champ is most vulnerable right now? Is it the Warriors or is it the Capitals? Tony is listening in Baltimore. Tony, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Calling about Chris Davis.
Okay.
Lived in Baltimore all my life. Followed Orioles, since I was very little. But to me, it's a couple of things. One, I think it's in his head. I mean, the guy led the home run majors for 2 years in a row. I think it's in his head. But what's crazy is I heard an inside story. Last year, he went to Buck midseason before the All-Star break, Showalter, and said, listen, I'm not living up to my contract. I'm not doing well. I'm just going to retire. And Buck actually talked him out of retiring.
Mm.
And from what I understand, that was his demise, because when front office got wind of it, they ended up letting him go too. They were going to move him to an upper management spot, like a more GM president role.
Now, is that confirmed, or that's just something you've heard, that's what led to his getting fired?
I've heard it. I can't confirm it. I mean, but I've heard it. It's high.
Because I feel like just the fact that the Orioles have been so bad for the last couple of years would lead to a manager getting fired.
Yeah, but last year was, I mean, they say a couple things, didn't they? They say when they didn't put Tillman in the playoff game, the one-game playoff, the play-in, not playoff, but the play-in game.
Right.
When they put Ubaldo in and not Tillman, they said he kind of lost the locker room there, and that kind of started the downward spiral. But, I mean, Davis, I mean, it's painful. It's so hard to watch.
Are you talking about Zach Britton?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, no, it's okay. I just want to make sure we have it right. Going back to the wild card game.
I'm getting old. I can't remember that far back.
Whatever.
I
get things messed up, too. There's a lot of names in sports. Zach Britton.
You're young yet. I'm old. I got an excuse.
Oh, okay. Got you. I don't know what my excuse is then yet. I would agree. Most of sports slumps are mental. It doesn't mean you can't change your approach. You can't tweak something about your craft here and there. I mean, that's where the practice comes in. That's where the reps come in. So I would agree that a lot of it is mental, and you can end up with a block. You can be pressing. You can be trying too hard. All of those things are true because they're human beings. But also, there's no doubt that he's doing what he can to figure out what adjustments he can make. He's hitting the ball hard. And this happens in baseball sometimes. You hit the ball hard, you just have to hit it where they're playing you. Now, that give credit to the opposing teams. They know where he generally hits the ball, and so they're lined up defensively the right way. But Whatever it is, it's not going to last forever. Tony, I'm confident in that.
I do. I mean, I hate to see them cut them, but with that salary, I just don't know how. I mean, they're young. They want to rebuild. They want to do, you know, what the Astros did. And I believe them in new ownership. I hope they do. Oh, I really do. I mean, Chris Davis is my kid's favorite player. He loves them. It's so hard.
Well, no, I got you, but what are they supposed to do? I mean, it doesn't really – unless they find someone who will take him in a trade, they can't get rid of the salary. I mean, they can't. There's a guaranteed number.
Yeah, but it's guaranteed money regardless. That's due till 2027. He's got the first
right,
contract.
So if you're going to pay him, then you need to play him.
Yeah, but you're blocking Trey Mancini from going to first base where he should be.
I guess, Tony, it's easy for us to say if it's not our money, but I don't know how you can pay a guy that kind of money just to go away. That's ridiculous. It's money that you don't have to spend somewhere else. So I understand what you're saying, and maybe they bench him more until he figures it out. You know, I understand the frustration, but if you're going to pay him, you need to play him or find someone else to take that contract off your hands.
Yeah, but I'll go like this, too. I mean, hopefully they're contenders in 3 years. Is Chris Davis here in 3 years?
I don't know. I don't know the terms of his contract. How long do you say? 4 years. Okay, so they might be able to find a taker. They might be able to find someone to trade him to.
Hopefully.
It just depends on performance. It depends on how quickly he can get this together. As you say, he was successful in the not-too-distant past.
Oh, love the show. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Tony. Other than the 13 miles I have to run on Sunday, I definitely will. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. Chris Davis is, in fact, the adopted After Hours favorite baseball player. And I just finished my CBS Sports Minute about him. Instead of grousing, complaining, being frustrated, dejected, angry, cranky, all of those things he may be in a private moment, but he is choosing to thank the fans for their support, even as much as this has got to be one of the worst stretches of his professional career, if not the worst time he's ever gone through.
It's awesome. I mean, I appreciate it so much. Really, the last few nights, just the encouraging yells and shouts throughout the game. And I know they're behind me. I know the people that boo aren't the majority. And I really appreciate the fans showing up and backing me.
I think that's amazing. That makes me want to cheer for him even more. Even if the rest of my crew is not on board here, it makes me want to cheer for him because he very well could.
That's awesome.
He could completely ignore the fact that he's getting support. But what do we all need as human beings when we suck? We need people to believe in us. It's amazing how much having other people, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's fans, in the case of an athlete, even in the case of me as a radio host, there are times when I leave here and I know it was an awful show. I was flighty. I wasn't organized. I didn't follow up my teases. I didn't take advantage of the opportunities I had. I didn't make my opinion strong enough. Whatever it is, there are times when I know my show wasn't the quality that I expected myself. But to hear from a listener who said, hey, I'm still in your corner. I still listen to your show. Or to have a family member tell me, it's fine. You're going to go back and do a better next week because that's who you are and that's what you do. Man, that means the world to me. So, of course, that kind of support means the world to Chris Davis. Also, probably staying off Twitter, which it seems like he has done. We've come to the final hour of the work week. Thanks so much for tuning in. Happy Friday. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.